USA Radio News.
President Trump will make a nationally televised address Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. The president plans on discussing border security and the partial government shutdown. As far as what's actually going on at our southern border, National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News the president is giving them all the resources they need.
He's listened to leadership within CBP. He's listened to the rank and file agents that are actually patrolling the border. He's putting forth exactly what they have told him.
Judd also believes
they know that 2020 is coming up. They want to win that election desperately. So if he actually drives down illegal immigration, then it's going to be another win for him.
In Nantucket, Massachusetts, Kevin Spacey is pleading not guilty to charges of sexual assault. The actor allegedly groped an 18-year-old busboy in Nantucket back in 2016. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Flu cases are continuing to rise across the country, and many experts believe this is just the beginning. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel tells Fox News that the flu will continue to be widespread across the nation.
We're just starting to see it peak, so over the next month or 2 months is when you're going to see most of it. Influenza-like activity is very heavy right now on the East Coast and across the southern United States.
A slow and careful withdrawal of troops from Syria is now being planned. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Top White House aides say U.S. troops won't leave northeastern Syria until the Islamic State is defeated and allies are protected. That means a pause to a withdrawal which was initially thought to have been completed within a few weeks. National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's now no timetable.
We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Authorities in Poland have brought charges against a man who designed an Escape the Room entertainment site where 5 teenage girls died during a fire. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Autopsies showed the 5 girls, all around the age of 15, died from carbon monoxide inhalation. The 28-year-old designer of the escape room at a private house was said to be too distressed to answer the questions of the investigators. The girls were locked in the escape room that had no emergency exit. Escape room games have become very popular. When players are locked in a room or a building, it must solve puzzles to escape. I'm John Clemens.
Admission prices at what's been called the happiest place on earth just went up again. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports,
Disneyland increasing ticket prices effective immediately. The California theme park near Anaheim upping the price of the least expensive one-day ticket by $7 to $104. Single-day park hoppers are now up $14 to $199. Parking and other fees are also higher, and it's all ahead of the opening of the park's highly anticipated Star Wars Galaxy's Edge attraction.
The College Football National Championship game will take place tonight in Santa Clara, California. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. The Clemson Tigers will play the Alabama Crimson Tide. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.